T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Every single Friday, it's Friday again. And it's just weird how often that happens, isn't it? It's a certain stage of life, I know. You get to a certain stage of life and the days whip by like the frames per second in a 35 millimeter film.
I mean, isn't it so pretty consistent, where we are, though?
Yeah, it is, but it's consistently a surprise. That's the funny thing. So remember this when you're twice as old as you are right now, Mike. You will suddenly be going, ah, these Fridays, they come so fast.
Oh.
And, of course, Monday comes sooner, too, so the weekend itself is like a blank.
I already have that problem, though. So what is it going to be
the,
like?
With the weekend, you do. Not with the Fridays, though, right?
No.
Just with the weekend?
No. All the above.
You have it with the Friday? Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's 10 times as fast when you're twice as old.
Man.
So just remember that. So, because I'll be long gone and you can say to yourself, ah.
That's what.
I remember Feinberg saying that. That's
old Feinberg. Good old Feinberg.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, I want to play something and see if we can get a little explanation. Maybe you know, Mike, what this is all about. I want to understand where this comes from. Please call and explain when you hear this.
Yes, hi. I have a rant, and I make it short and sweet. I say to everyone, get ready for the United States of China, because that's what starts next week. Thank you.
No, I don't even, I have no idea what that means. So please explain.
Well, I can't speak for
you
her.
Know?
She was, that was short and sweet. She delivered. But
yes, she did.
I mean, I assume she's just inferring that Joe Biden, our soon-to-be president, has nefarious relations with the Chinese government.
Yes, he's an insider. He's a poser. He's not really an American. He's this.
He's a puppet.
He's this. Yeah, he's a puppet. He's this thing that's been inserted underneath the skin. But that's I don't know what it means in a practical sense. How exactly is that going to manifest? How do we wake up Wednesday morning and life is different? That's what I want to know.
All the Trump trade war stuff is gonna try to reverse it. I guess I don't know how hard or easy that would be for them to reverse things that Trump had done, but I assume that's like number one on Biden's priority list. Not specifically perhaps China, but just everything Trump has done, just trying to reverse.
Not necessarily.
No,
a lot of things like well, Trump with China on the trade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Has put the Democrats in an advantageous position because they would never do what he's done, but America's much better off. And it's easier for them to maybe ease off on little bits of it that will improve our relations with China, but keep most of it.
But they don't like America. We're talking about the Democrats. I'm kind of speaking for you. So it's like they don't like America. So why would they be slow about it? And they have Trump as cover. So it's not like they could just say, well, Trump did it, so it's bad. So nobody's going to question them about it.
Well, look at it this way. One of the things that Trump was cracking down on was the Chinese robbing us of our intellectual property. That is our companies who are manufacturing over there. The American companies, when they manufacture in China, have to teach the Chinese their secrets. And the Chinese then steal those secrets. You don't know what?
No, I think you might got it. You might have it reversed. I think the Chinese are the originators, and then the white Americans steal it from them, and then the Chinese steal it back. So they're just taking what's rightfully theirs, I think.
All right, don't just vandalize this topic. This is serious stuff.
Okay, sorry.
Listen again. All right, good.
Yes, hi. I have a rant, and I make it short and sweet. I say to everyone, get ready for the United States of China, because that's what starts next week. Thank you.
All right, tell us, please, if you understand this, what starts next week, please?
Do you think they will maintain...
860-522-9842. What's that?
Do you think they'll maintain the name, United States? They should just make it China West or something, you know?
Well, if you're going to do that, you can't admit it.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, why not?
All right, and there's one other... that was a rant line call. I've got another rant line call that I want to play and get a little background on from you, dear listener.
Hi, it's a Wednesday night. I'm just calling on a caller that I heard about 5:30 tonight, expressing interest that he wants to see what the outcomes are going to be of all these accusations, if any of them are going to be true, and if anybody is going to be arrested as far as, you know, fraud, voter indiscretion, all those things. Could you please inform him on tomorrow's show that that is what Trump and his party are fighting for, but they'll never get the chance because every judge, every court just disallows.
All right, this is the part that I really want you to hear and respond to, because it's similar to the other one, I think. And that is this sense that we're at an urgent moment where America is suddenly being taken away from us.
Never gets a chance because every judge, every court just disallows everything that they bring up, every evidence, and doesn't give them a chance to show their case. So I don't see how there'll ever be any arrests, because it'll never go anywhere because it's in the Democrats' hands. And of course, they're not going to check anything. So I think the guy was really not understanding what's really going on here. And that's the purpose of most of us fighting for the president, to get him to be able to tell his side of the story and bring the evidence, which they don't want to break any rules and get any of the Democrats upset. So it's just squashed. So not to be looking for any guilty verdict anytime soon. But in a week, I will be waiting to see Kamala Harris be impeached for just saying, you know, it's going to continue, and Nancy, the violence, and Nancy Pelosi saying people do what they want to do.
All right. So you see, there's a similar sense of something dire has transpired, that America is ending right now, that there's a cliff that we drop off when Joe Biden gets sworn in. Can you explain what this is all about, particularly that first comment, but the second one, too, if it works for you? 860-522-9842.
That was the same woman, right? The United States of China?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't? I don't know. It sounded similar. So okay, never mind.
Could be.
I might have been confused. I thought it was the same call.
All right. Bob in New Britain, hello.
To me, what the United States of China means is the destruction of our Constitution.
And that's going to happen on Wednesday?
Well, it's going to start. It's already started. The Democrats have made it abundantly clear during the run-up to the election, including in the primaries, that they intend to disregard the Second Amendment. They intend to disregard existing Supreme Court rulings. And now, over the last week or so, it's become very evident that they want to disregard free speech.
Well, they've been doing this for 100 years. This is not a new thing.
Now they
Do you think this is a new thing?
House of Representatives and the Senate.
They have a, 10-vote advantage in the House of Representatives, and they have a tie in the Senate, which can only be broken by the vice president. So they have technical control of Congress, but only by the narrowest of margins.
Well, and hopefully that'll only last 2 years. But for right
And
now,
by the way, thank goodness that the legacy of Donald Trump is a firmly controlled Supreme Court in conservative hands.
Well, amen to that.
So I just wonder where their sense of we're falling off a cliff came from. That's why I'm confused, Bob. You put your finger right on it.
Well, I feel that they will try. The Democrats have long, I mean, the Godfather has told us, hey, never waste a good crisis.
Well, that's right. And that's not just Rahm Emanuel. That's how politics works. Thank you, Bob, for the call. They use a crisis as a way to hide bunches of things that they don't want you to notice they're doing. But this, all I'm saying is FDR, the only way he got the New Deal passed is by intimidating the Supreme Court, making them scared that he was going to pack the court, and intimidating the justices into voting in unconstitutional things to protect their jobs. So this is nothing new. That we're on a long arc of movement towards becoming a socialist society, and we are in a large measure a socialist society. Vicki in Newington. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I wanted to say something about the caller about the United States of China. I feel that the American people that voted for Trump feel that we just got bought and sold legally, apparently, under the voting that was just taking place. And it's more evident now than it ever has been. And I think people just feel that we are just going to be like China at some point.
Well, you're talking about yourself, though, Vicki, right? You believe this?
No, I'm talking about other people that have voted for Trump. I believe that they feel that we got sold a bill of goods with China. And, you know, we're on the
back. But where did this come from? Where did that belief come from that suddenly? No. I mean, where did they get the belief? Where did it come from?
I think talking and listening to the media and how much China actually owns us.
But China's owned us for a long time. We keep going. Donald Trump vastly increased our debt while he was president, and our deficit. And that's mostly money coming in from China. Thank you for the call, Vicki. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls after we do this little itsy-bitsy break on WTIC. WTIC, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this program, calling sometimes, calling the rant line, or just sitting silently, absorbing it all. And, Bill says, host doesn't understand urgency. Let's find out what Bill has to say in Southington. Hey there.
Yeah, I heard you say you kind of don't understand this whole current of urgency with these calls. I just want to make a simple statement, and I want to try to simplify this. Right now, we're seeing thousands of armed troops in our capital in D.C. Okay. If a president-elect needs thousands of armed troops to protect him from the people, it's probably because he didn't get voted in by the people.
It's possible.
So there's your urgency.
Actually,
they're installing
guys.
They're doing a coup right now. They're using the military to install their guy that they cheated into. You're seeing a coup right now.
And that would be the people who know that it was a rigged election, acting out, not wanting the rigged election to be consummated on Inauguration Day. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when have you ever seen in your life where they had to have thousands of armed troops in order to install a new president?
Well, I don't think they need them.
That feeling is out there. That electricity is out there for a reason. That doesn't just come about. That's for a reason.
Well, that's true, but there's a lot of different ways. One of the things that bothers me about these discussions is that it sounds like you know what's happened here.
Look,
and I study politics all the
time. You failed to do any research. I could be on here for hours showing you all this stuff that doesn't make sense. Hours of it.
Well, I can show you hours of stuff that doesn't make sense that would contradict.
Because you don't do your research. You talk about the media lies to us, and then you talk about New York Times articles. I don't understand you.
Well, they're the biggest media outlet in the country.
Yeah, but
why would I not talk about the?
And then you get all your information from corporate media, and you don't make any sense.
Well, I don't know how I fail to make sense. Tell me where I don't make sense.
I just said it. You talk about all the time how corporate media lies to us, and then you get all your facts from corporate media. I just said it.
Well, where else are you going to get facts from?
There's all kinds of options. There's all kinds of
like
options.
Like what?
Like what? Go on the internet. Go on your computer. There's all kinds
but
of
nobody,
options. There's all
but
kinds
nobody
of
else.
There's all kinds of
Bill,
nope, laptops.
Nobody else.
There's all on video, his son, everything. You failed to have any curiosity for it, and then you talk about a New York Times article and tell us how we're all wrong. You make no sense.
But, Bill, the only people who have money to hire reporters and send reporters out to get facts on stories is the mainstream media. This is the dilemma.
Okay.
But these websites...
How the mainstream media lies to us all the time, and then using mainstream media talking points to tell us how we don't know what we're talking about.
But we have no choice.
Right now. They have the military installed in the Capitol so they can install their guy that's fraudulently about to be installed
okay.
by them.
And where Bill, calm down. Where did your facts come from?
Pardon me?
Where did you get your facts about this coup?
Go on the internet. The January 6th, you know, they said, oh, we have no footage.
You believe everything you see on the internet?
Inside the Capitol as it happened. Nobody
you
was
believe
armed.
Everything you
that,
see on the
all
internet,
all the Confederate flags everywhere. That was false. That's all false.
The flags in the video weren't there?
They reported they saw multitudes of Confederate flags. I watched streams all day, multiple streams from inside the Capitol, outside the Capitol. There were no Confederate flags.
Well, I saw one. I didn't see more than one, but I saw one guy with a Confederate flag.
There were no multitudes, because I saw none. I saw American
flags, there was no multitude that
I saw. Trump flags, and I saw don't tread on me flags. But the media lies to us. The corporate media lies to us all the time.
Of course it does.
This is all a big
of course
lie.
It does.
But then you use
but there is no...
media to beat us over the head and tell us how stupid we are. It doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't tell anyone how stupid they are. I'm just trying to get to the truth, and I'm wondering where you...
You know, all the corporate media lies to us. And, oh, it's a New York Times article. See, you guys are all idiots. You do it all the time.
I've never said anyone was an idiot.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm being hyperbolic, but I'm. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, but that's an unfair accusation to be hyperbolic about. What I'm doing with the court.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Calm down. Go calm down. Take a couple of whatever it is you take, because what you're saying is I shouldn't read the corporate media because the corporate media lies. It's true that they lie. It's true that they have a bias. But what we all do, if we are being discerning, is collect information from various sources and use our best judgments and our best filters about where the falsehoods are and where the truths are. And we try to assemble some sense of reality based on imperfect information. The most imperfect information comes from opinion websites that cater to conservatives on the internet. And also the liberals on the other side. Those are not reliable. Those are less reliable than the mainstream media because they are designed, I think, to create this kind of opinion.
Yes, hi. I have a rant, and I make it short and sweet. I say to everyone, get ready for the United States of China, because that's what starts next week. Thank you.
We'll talk more about it after news on WTIC.
All my wolves begin to howl. Wake me up, the time is now. Oh, can you hear the trumpet? Oh, there's a revolution coming. Wild things that turn me on. Drag my dog
into WTIC. It is a real problem. Where should we get our information from? There is no source that can be trusted, as far as I can tell. But what we can trust with certain sources, I think, is we learn their bias. We learn what their perspective is, and we can tell when they are taking a story from its center point, from its fair presentation into their comfort zone of bias. I know this about the mainstream media because I do read it regularly. I read the Washington Post and the New York Times and other liberal newspapers on a regular basis because they're the ones who do reporting. It doesn't mean that their reporting is not factual because of their bias. Sometimes that might be the case. But for the most part, the bias, as I see it, comes up in how they position stories, how they headline the stories, and where they put true facts that are important in being a counterpoint to the impression the story creates. So some important fact that would change the nature of the story might be hidden way down in the story, whereas it would have been more reasonable to have it up near the top. But they're the ones who have reporters. You can't know what's going on if you're not reading the mainstream media, because only big newspapers like the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Post, the LA Times have reporters that actually generate news. It was the New York Times that reported last week that it was the mayor of Baltimore who had blocked, I'm sorry, of D.C., who had said no to troops to protect the Capitol. Now, where do you see the bias on that story? Well, you see it on the other newspapers and the other media outlets not using it as part of the narrative. This is complex. This is what we have to do to figure out what's actually going on. And I read the conservative sites, too. But mostly, they're taking the facts as we know them from the mainstream media and adding bias to them based on political perspective. 860-522-9842. And by the way, Bill says he gets his facts from the internet. Like, that's the most reliable place in the world. Everything is out there on the internet, mostly stuff that has not been reported as fact. Tony Waterbury, hello.
Hey there. Well, just getting back to Bill.
Yes, sir.
Him telling you how you degrade your callers when you don't agree with them. You told him to go mm-hmm. take whatever he needed to calm down.
Yep.
I mean, there it is right there in black and white. You can't change.
Well, did you? Well, what needs to be changed about it? He was out of control. He hung up the phone, and my producer said to me, I wonder if he's going to have a heart attack.
Come on. That is. See, again, there you go.
Tony, you didn't notice that Bill was out of control?
No, he wasn't out of control. He's upset. There's a difference. When people are out of control, they would be banging on your door.
He was banging on the door with his voice.
When they're burning down buildings and when they're attacking people because of their beliefs, that is
okay. So just to be clear for other listeners, Tony, on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset would you say Bill was?
I would say Bill is probably a good 9 upset.
Oh, okay, good.
Of course.
Then we're in agreement.
There is a major difference between being upset and being violent.
I didn't say it was violent.
or needing medication.
Well, the medication was hyperbolic about him. That was a reference to him being a nine. So, we're in agreement. All right, what else do you want to say, Tony?
All of this could have been avoided if the politicians for the people would have allowed six states to be fully audited and fully followed their laws, not the laws that they implemented after the game, but the laws that were in place when the voting started. And I'm sure there would be a difference. And that is why they have the military in Washington, D.C., because the man was not elected properly. It was a sham election, and the people of this country know it. But there are people that will deny it, even without proof that it wasn't a sham election. We know anomalies only matter when we want them to matter. The anomalies happened when they shut all the counting down, but they still continued to count the vote.
Okay, Tony, just for people who want to be, who might not have understood what you are saying, who haven't come to that same conclusion, what would you tell them to go and read to be able to understand what went on? Yeah, what would the source be for them to go check out?
There were affidavits put into the courts. Go to the courts and find all these people that put these affidavits in when they went to the Supreme Court. Where can you go read that? Probably nowhere.
Well,
they cover it up. I mean,
where do you read
it? Is it legal? Let me ask you this. Is it legal to have one candidate on a ballot under two separate parties?
That happens. It would depend on the state. It happens in Connecticut frequently.
Well, of course. Why does it happen? When they get checked off twice on the same ballot, does it count twice?
I don't know.
Exactly. Nobody knows. Has anybody ever questioned it? Because it happens all the time. And that's not election rigging?
I believe it is.
Well, where can you read
I mean... No, my producer Mike is just saying, don't you have to prove it? But what he's saying is there are certain things, and I agree with this.
You can't count the ballots, and you can't be part of it.
There are certain things that are structurally done, like early voting, that have the intent and the result of biasing an election result.
Well, early voting, as long as it's done legally, you request a ballot, you get a ballot. All these states have been proven to gotten more ballots then were mailed out. There's proof of it, but they come.
Yes, but that's because, Tony, that's what early voting is for. Is for being able to bias an election.
And again, we're saying, where can you go read about it? You can't, because there's nobody logging this. There's nobody writing about it. And like you said, journalism is corrupt. There is nothing this country can do. The establishment is larger than the republic because we are taken down on Twitter. Our voices are no longer heard. Our voices are taken down on Facebook. We're no longer heard. Our voices are taken down everywhere. And I went to Google. All I wrote in, if A, and you know what popped up in Google? All I put was, if A, letter A.
Yeah.
Popped up. If a president is impeached, popped up.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So
do you think that's because a lot of people? Do you think that's because a lot of people typed in the phrase "if a president gets impeached," or do you think that's a done on purpose, a manipulation?
It's an algorithm. It's an algorithm. That's what
That doesn't make it a bad algorithm. That could be a reasonable algorithm. Tony, you make a lot of sense. Thank you for the call, sir. I'm glad you're not a nine. You're a 3.5, and it makes you a lot more productive to talk to. Tom in Canton, hello. You're on WTIC.
Hey, you got a lot of passionate callers today, and I kind of share their passion. I think the troops in D.C. are there basically to show the Trump followers that they better fall in line. It's a big theatrical display. Sort of like if somebody faints, they're insulted, and they're really not insulted, but they're just trying to prove their power. If you say the wrong thing, perhaps. And as far as that other lady calling a couple calls earlier about being owned by China, my dad was a house painter back in the 60s, and I remember him showing me a set of Chinese-made brushes that one of the painters had. They're really great quality. And he was telling me then that they were illegal to have because we were basically at war with China up until Nixon made friends with them in the 70s.
And your point is what?
We've gone from being like no imports from China to them basically taking over the world.
To only imports from China. Yes, but that's exactly. Markets. So yeah, if we let markets do their thing.
Well, I think a lot of people might not notice, but the people that market this stuff in this country have gained a lot of power, and they've changed the rules, all in collusion perhaps with the other groups that don't want factories in their backyard. They always talk about small businesses that are so important. But guess what? Small businesses can't afford to pay big pensions and all this other stuff like General Motors and all these other big companies can. So once you get rid of those big companies, the only people paying pensions are the government.
All right, Thomas, thank you for the call, sir. Always good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. And Sean in New Britain. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? I can really empathize with the gentleman who was like almost frothing at the mouth because I've been that way for a couple weeks because basically, A, the conservative voice is getting shut down. And actually, I think Ms. Cortez is trying to, once he's installed, talking about controlling conservative talk. And she called it hate speech or falsehoods. So we need to control that. And that definitely comes to conservative radio because it's not what you agree with. Number two, the gentleman was accurate, in my opinion, in when he stated, like, this is Joe Biden getting installed with 25,000 National Guard and police officers and basically no one being able to attend because of COVID. And I understand that. That is like a coup where you have the military protecting what you're going to do. And I think if Rush was accurate this morning, he said the 25,000 is more than we have fighting right now in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Now, why is that comparison significant?
Because why would you have more military here in the United States of America? Because there have been no threats by the conservative people. They, unless they have stuff, and I'm sure intelligence committee has.
But Sean, do you know how many people are fighting in Iraq right now?
According to what
American troops
heard on Rush Limbaugh, less than 25,000 between Iraq
There's
and
three,
Afghanistan. We
have 3,000 troops in Iraq and 4,500 in Afghanistan, according to what I found online. So that number is not. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that number is not is that's a liberal media quote. George Stephanopoulos said that yesterday in Good Morning America to show people how dramatic it was. It's a deception because we imagine that we've got maybe 100,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. But look, the problem is here that if we're getting facts from our assumptions, like there you believe that the purpose of having 20,000 troops or whatever it is in the capital is to be the continuation of a coup, to be placing an illegitimately elected president into office, then that is negating my belief. I've got my own assumption about it now, which I can't say it's a fact. It's just, you know, you do the math and you try to figure these things out. And to me,
the odds of things working out the way that they did for Joe Biden and all six states, the key six states, shutting down at the same time, starting again at the same time, and video that regular news has played of people moving ballots and stuff like that. How is that an assumption? Because it has been documented by the liberal media that this is what happened. And and the numbers changed so dramatically that in no election that I've ever been a part of, and I'm 61 years old, has that ever happened for anybody? And everyone saw the numbers. Everybody saw the numbers in America of where the energy was and where the flow was. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, boom, he is. Now, I'll respect the fact he's installed as president. He's president of the United States. I'll respect the fact that he's installed as president of the United States. But the reality is, no one will ever be able to show me, including I need to question where I get my information. Part of an interview that was done on CNN by the person who was arrested for the attack on the Capitol deliberately said he was Antifa. And so that never makes the news. So the thing is, I agree with you. We need to get our information from a variety of sources, not just the ones we like. Okay? I totally agree with that. But we also got to look at common sense and reality of what we see, because what we see is what we see. And if it is, I mean, we got to trust our eyes at some point in time to say what we see, what we're seeing is the actual fact. And when President Trump says in his quote, I want a peaceful march to the Capitol and show them your unlike or whatever, I forget the exact word that he used, but to have a patriotic stance for your process, how is that an incitement to riot when I heard the quote from Maxine Waters verbally and from Kamala Harris, where she says the riots won't stop, and even after the inauguration, the riots won't stop, and we don't ask them to, we encourage them.
All right, Sean, I've got to hold you right there. Thank you. You did a great job stating your position. I appreciate it. We've got to get to a break. We'll do that. We'll be right back, and we'll take more phone calls. 860-522-9842, the rant line, 751-4698. Stay with us on WTIC. WTIC. Randy, hello there. You're next. What's your take on all this, Randy? Yes, Randy. No, Randy. Let's try Matt in Stamford. Hello, Matt.
Hi. I was just wondering if I can finish a thought, because usually when I call, I get cut off before I'm done.
Depends on how quickly you make the point.
Okay. I noticed three of your last six callers were kind of lunatic fringe. They complain about the election, but Donald Trump for months before the election was telling his followers not to vote by mail. Then everyone kind of seems surprised that the mail-in votes mostly went Democrat. It's kind of a foregone conclusion when he told them for months not to vote by mail.
Well, I think it's a foregone conclusion either way, that Democrats are more inclined to vote by early voting. Early voting is designed for Democrats by Democrats to make it easier to turn out the vote in cities.
But you have the same issue in the South nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to recount any votes in the South where Trump took the election, and they do the same thing. They design an electoral system that favors Republicans, but somehow that's not an issue. It's only an issue when the system favors Democrats.
I'm by no means
a hardcore Democrat. I vote Republican just as much as I vote Democrat. It's just that I kind of look at things. Donald Trump is a despicable human being.
Matt, hold on. If you want to hold through the break, I'll bring you on first after news. 860-522-9842. WTIC. Matt in Stamford held over. Thank you for that, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I started out as a Trump voter, and I tried over and over and over to give him the benefit of the doubt. But he's kind of a low-information president. This social media thing just turned me off. I was done with it after 6 months.
Okay, so what's the – if you could plant a thought inside the head of all – Trump supporters, what would you say?
I mean, he really, the policy wasn't the problem with me. It was this, the delivery. He made himself an embarrassment to the country. And even when he went to court, they keep on saying about all these court cases, they never really brought any real evidence. And then when you see the witnesses they bring in with them. The witnesses are lunatic fringe. I mean,
did you ever factor in the fact that the media pounded him relentlessly all day, every day for the 4 years plus the campaign, and that created a biased? What's that?
I mean, you're the president of the United States. You should be the adult in the room.
Well, but that's a separate thing than the fact that the media, there's something wrong with our media, I believe, and that they've become advocates and they've become cheapened. They go for the easy hit. And what I saw happen for years, all day and every day, I can't bear watching CNN for a couple of minutes. They're so full of it. They are so relentlessly in the business of destroying Donald Trump, as was the deep state, the insider career workers in the federal government. I mean, it's just gross to watch. Are we going to get back to the phones on this conversation in a few minutes? But James is here, our 12-year-old regular guest. James, welcome back, sir. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Todd. Thank you for having me on the show. Today I was coming on to debunk common arguments used against libertarianism, most of these arguments typically coming from social democrat liberals. And the first one I wanted to get onto is that libertarians don't want to help the poor. They just want to hoard money. This comes from the belief that libertarians think that you should be saving your own money, not the government. And this also comes up from the belief that we want the welfare state shrunk, not grown. We believe there should be responsibility for yourself and not have the government hand it all to you. The second argument I was going to get onto is that libertarians are too lax on the actions of businesses. Libertarians.
Well, wait a sec. You didn't push back against those arguments.
Oh, I did. I said that we believe that we should have responsibility, and by saying that we don't just want to hoard all the money just because we don't want to overtax the rich, it's saying that we should just give and reward people for not working as hard or starting something to get their own capital.
Okay, let me just throw in another point for you to use then, and that is that if you look at all of the money that is essentially stolen out of the economy by big government simply so it can have more power and control, like the paid family medical leave thing they just put in, where they're starting off with a half a percentage point of payroll tax that will grow through the years as the huge expense of this program starts to be known. They claim they're doing wonderful things for us, but they're sucking so much money out of our pockets and out of the economy that everybody would have so much more money. The economy would be so much more vibrant that there would be way fewer people in need.
The government will never be able to do anything. The government will never be able to fix the economy or fix problems like that. They can't fix themselves.
Exactly. James, I love that we're bonding on this libertarian thing. Okay, what's your second point?
Okay, my second point is going on to people saying that libertarians are too lax on the actions of businesses, and we don't go at them hard enough. And this, once again, stems from another belief. This stems from the belief that the government should not be getting their hands into business business's actions just because somebody somewhere might disagree with what the business did. When we have a grievance with a business, we either boycott it or do something else or start another business to compete with it. And that's what happened with Parler up until Amazon pulled the plug, because what they didn't like what Twitter and Facebook were doing, which is understandable. They started their own competitor and were able to find a niche in the market and grow success off of that. Obviously, Amazon eventually shut them down because they're using Amazon servers, but they found a good amount of success there.
Yeah, but they also, it's interesting that the left likes to demonize business as if business is causing harm. And it's a weird thing because business is where all money comes from. Government only exists because there is business, because of those evil rich people who create all the economic activity. It's a ridiculous thing to be attacking them. We should be carrying them around on pedestals.
Well, they don't like other people getting success off their own merit. They just think government should be handing it out.
Oh, you are beautiful. Okay, what? Give us one more argument, James.
Now my third argument is that it's that they disagree with us not wanting minimum wage. You see, when you raise minimum wage and you keep raising minimum wage, what ends up happening is that, especially with the smaller businesses, they stop being able to afford having the same amount of employees they did. So if they're a small startup business and they have 5 employees, they're paying them minimum wage and the employees might be satisfied. And then when the government starts raising minimum wage, they can no longer afford to employ all 5 employees. So they might cut 2. And if they employ it again, when they raise it again, they might cut 3. And eventually, if they keep raising it because the worker must get paid more, the business could go out of business and more people will go unemployed because of it. And if people don't like their conditions, they can go on strike themselves. They do not need protection from the government that ends up gunking up other things.
Well, they don't even need strike. They can just go work somewhere else.
That's true. They have so many alternatives, yet all these people are trying to turn to the government so that the government can do everything for them. And all it does, it causes more problems in the economy because the government can't do anything correctly.
James? Time for you to quit school, drop out of 7th grade, and start teaching yourself.
I wouldn't fit in very much with that. Most of the other kids there, they're all sock Dems, so they wouldn't agree with me very much. I have some other libertarian friends, and the rest
they're
are all
sock Dems. Is that what you said? What does that
sock
mean?
Dems, social Democrats. Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, James. All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too, Todd.
That is James. He's here every week. Oh, my. Isn't he great? 860-522-9842. So we started this conversation off. I played this rant line call from a couple days ago and asked for an explanation.
Yes, hi. I have a rant, and I make it short and sweet. I say to everyone, get ready for the United States of China, because that's what starts next week. Thank you.
And I asked where this came from. Where does this statement come from, and what does it mean? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how does the United States of China start on Wednesday? And it seems to come from this panicked sense of urgency that all of a sudden we are becoming a socialist/communist country, when in fact the left has been trying to degrade and undo the American system of government for at least 100 years. And urgently, since FDR, they have worked hard to dismantle our system of government. Why all of a sudden do we drop off a cliff on Wednesday? Makes no sense to me. Sounds like people living in a media bubble that is misrepresenting reality to them. Bob in Hartford, hi, you're on WTIC. Yes, Bob.
Hello?
Bob, you're on the air.
Hello?
All right, Bob, thank you for the call. Let's try Adam in East Hartford. Hi, Adam.
Todd, please let me talk a little bit, because the other time you had me on very short, you cut it right off. I don't know if the conversation got boring, but I got to come to your defense. I really do. I'm a moderate Republican. I voted for Trump in 16 and all the other Republicans starting with Reagan's second term. But I want to tell you, they are picking on you. They are attacking you for calling it like it is. And basically, I heard on a CBS special on TIC 1080 on Saturday, Sunday afternoon, a special. Do you know there's a cult of those that think the election was stolen? They cannot be convinced.
They can't be convinced the election was stolen?
They can't be convinced that the election was won legitimately. There's a cult of Trump followers. Even if God himself were to come down from heaven, you could move heaven and earth. They still believe the election was stolen.
Where does that come from, do you think, Adam?
I believe it's from an obsessive following of Trump. Because think about it. Everybody wants to be loyal to him. I mean, his big group of followers. But if you look at the press, you don't have to agree with the press. But Bill Barr, who did a lot of his dirty work, and I like Bill Barr. He threw Jeff Sessions under the bus, then the cybersecurity chief. And then he threw Bill Barr under the bus. Now he's throwing Mike Pence under the bus. And now Giuliani, too. He won't pay Giuliani, and he's furious at Giuliani. But go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead?
No, I mean, if you wanted to respond to my claims that there's a bizarre cult following of militant Trump supporters who...
No, I think you're right that there is a mistake being made in terms of giving loyalty over to a politician, Trump or otherwise. We shouldn't be loyal to politicians, I don't believe. We should be loyal to the American system of government, to the small government mentality that James was just talking about that is at the core of the American system of government. It is a libertarian system. It is a capitalist system. And we should be devoted to those principles and discard anybody who stands in the way of them. 860-522-9842. Next up, we have Mark in West Hartford. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Brother Todd. So every day, it takes a lot for me to keep my inner Bill in check. So can I just explain why Bill kind of went to the height he did with his emotions?
Sure. Are you on a speakerphone,
like,
though?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm in an empty house working. Let me try to go somewhere.
Okay.
If you can hear me.
Yeah,
better.
It's a little echoey, but just try to keep your mouth close to the microphone, okay?
Okay. I got you. So let me change something.
This should be better, Todd.
Oh, you were on a headset, huh?
I got it Bluetooth, but usually I
Yeah, that's much call. Better.
But anyway,
go ahead.
Let's not waste time. I'm sorry. So Bill is probably like me. I consume... probably like Bill, a lot of narratives. I don't even call it news anymore. And then you have to sift through the narratives to find the intentional. Most of the time, they're unintentional, like truths and facts. And therefore, you just don't trust anything anymore. I don't even trust the nonprofits in Connecticut. Yanking.
Well, wait a sec.
Remember last
wait
year?
A sec. How do you come to a Mark? How do you come to a conclusion?
You can't trust the media.
Mark, can I have a conversation with you, please?
Oh, go ahead.
How do you come to a conclusion about what has happened? For example, that elections were stolen. How do you reach that conclusion without having a news source that you trust?
So there again, I have an accumulation of different sources. I'll flick back and forth from CNN to Fox sometimes. Just to take it all in and then sift through it. So whether
okay,
it's
so you do
online,
so you do break the code and go to a mainstream media source like a Fox or a CNN.
Yeah, but getting back to even locally here, I can't trust anything. Like for instance, yesterday your news station, along with every other one in Connecticut, is giving out a number for seniors to call. I don't think they vetted the number.
Well, of course not.
You got a whole bunch of seniors going to call a number. The first option is, okay, they wait. The first option at this phone number is to wait for the health care provider to call the senior. When's that going to happen?
Well, they were trying to make it possible for people to not sit on hold. So they were allowing them to put their phone number into a queue and get a call back. That doesn't seem so bad to me. Thank you, Mark, for the call. 860-522-9842. Mark Stewart, hello there, sir.
Hello. Good to be back in Connecticut. I was in Utah for 5 weeks and blissfully ignorant of much politics that you discussed. So it's nice to hear you again. And
what were you doing in Utah?
Mostly skiing.
Oh, okay.
But also
good.
Kind of assessing a possible move. Connecticut's good, but Todd, the West has a lot going for it that we just can't keep up with.
You know, my brother used to live in Manhattan, and when COVID came, he moved to Colorado, and he said, I wish I'd found this place 50 years ago. It's bliss.
Yeah, there are a lot of COVID refugees living well in the mountains right now.
All right, so we've got to go to a traffic update after our nice little chat. Do you want to hold on? And
I'd love to.
We can hit you after news? Okay. 860-522-9842, rant line number. The rant line comes up in about 45 minutes, a little longer, I guess. And that one is 751-4698. We'll take more phone calls when we continue on WTIC. All right, Mark Stewart, focus in now. What's your point?
I wanted to give a message to Trump supporters. And it's actually grounded in what you said last half hour. Todd, you said that the American political system needs to be preserved. And we should recognize modern politicians are not loyal to the American political system.
Mm-mm.
But Trump, as an outsider who broke into the politician elite, really broke a lot of barriers, and we should follow them. Whether you like Trump or not, what he did maybe best in his presidency, he was real, he was not deferential, he rarely had to say BS, he would speak his mind, things that politicians forgot about. And it's a great gift to our civics, and every one of your listeners who's fairly articulate, I think should be running for office in the next 2 years.
Okay.
That's how we get Trump-like, without being nasty.
Yeah. Get people involved.
Yeah. And as you know, I'd like to see conservatives involved as Democrats. The party's open, okay? The party is so decrepit, it needs reforming. And the best people to reform it, we won't get elected right away, but we'll change the discourse by running in their primaries for offices.
I love what an optimist you are, Mark, because I'm one too, and people always laugh at me, so I won't laugh at you. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. Jimmy in Portland. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, it's Todd Almighty. I actually feel bad for that kid that called, that you're setting him up for a life in America where if he gets prescribed an opiate for a tooth being pulled out and he gets hooked on heroin, like a lot of people do, and he's broke and has no job. But thank God for Obamacare that some people can go get help, methadone, and get back to society and work. That kid would rather kill himself than ask for a handout. Thanks to you, Todd. Good job, buddy.
That's good, Jimmy. You know, it reminds me, was it the opening scene of The Godfather? I haven't seen it in decades, but I recall Marlon Brando walking around handing things out to the merchants in the neighborhood. And doing favors. And I always think of that because does that make the mafia good because Marlon Brando helped people? Would you vote for the gangsters, which is essentially what you're doing when you vote for the Democrats under Jimmy's premise? You're voting for gangsterism. They steal from others so they can give it to you and get your votes. And that makes them good. The only one good around here is Mark Christopher. He's in the Brown, Painteris, and Scott Traffic Center. Whoa! That was quick.
Chilling.
Wowza.
Chilling.
Wow. How do you just have that in your hand, that record, and you threw the 45 on?
If I give away my secret, I'll have to kill you, so. Can't do that, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Well, 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 good afternoon. We're talking about the, I don't even know if I can encapsulate it, but media coverage, I guess, and where people get their ideas from. And are you living in some sort of bubble that maybe has you seeing a distorted view of things? Don calling from East Hartford. Hi, Don.
Hey, Todd, what's up? Listen.
Yes.
I've been listening to this conversation from your started. And this is what I came up with. I think the American people is being played from two angles. One, the elites are using this communist scare to control the working class so that they can continue to get these big tax breaks that they have been getting, and frightening the working class people into going along with this capitalism that is not working for the working poor. Then on the other end, you have the politicians who is using racism, especially in the South, to win seats by attacking minorities. That is how I see it, Todd.
Wow, that's really... I wouldn't agree with either of those points, but I'm not sure about the elite. What is the message from the elites that is being used to keep the working poor?
I'll give you an example. Donald Trump gave them one of the biggest tax breaks in history, right?
Yeah.
And then when the working class people supposed to get $2,000, all of a sudden is a big deal, you know. And they're growing around that Biden is going to lead this country into communism.
Well, hang on. But hang on a sec, because Donald Trump did a stimulus package of $3 trillion last spring, and then he did one a couple weeks ago that was almost $1 trillion, and now there's another proposal for $2 trillion from Biden, so that equals $3, $4, $5, $6 trillion, not even counting quantitative easing. That is dumping money into the...
How much of that money did the working poor get? How much of that money did the working poor get? $600 so far. And another $600 coming out right now. $1,200. That's all the work.
Well,
got out of all of that money.
Well, that's not true. There were huge supplements for unemployment insurance. There's been rent support to keep people being able to pay
the
rent.
That's not true. A lot of people is complaining that I saw a lady on TV last night. She was crying. She lost her apartment and she put her stuff in storage, hoping to get some money from the government, and it didn't come. And the storage sold all her stuff. I felt so bad.
Well, Don, that's how government is. Everything it does in the cruelest way possible, even when it's dumping money into the marketplace trying to help people. But look, the point is $6 trillion got dumped into the economy to keep it alive, to keep jobs going, to make it possible to survive. I'm not saying that necessarily works well, but tell me how the elites getting these benefits that you claim they're getting,
the food lines start? The food lines all over the United States are getting longer. Longer. People who have never gone on food lines is now in food lines, Todd.
But Don, what is your plan? What would you propose that the government do? It's spent $7 trillion. It's an incredible amount of money, or $10 trillion if you throw in quantitative easing. These are stunning amounts of money that we'll never be able to repay. What else can be done?
I'm not an economist, but I'm telling you, the working poor got the least amount from that money. The rich and the elites got all of that money. All of that money went to the rich.
Really? And what do the rich do with it?
Buy another condo, buy another yacht, buy another airplane, buy another expensive car.
All those things create jobs and economic activity.
I don't know
what the working poor is. If you have a job, or if you want to have a job, you need people who have more money than you to be out there buying things. That's how an economy works.
That's not true. That's what the Republicans and capitalism has been selling people like myself, immigrants, for years. That's not true.
Would you replace capitalism with?
There should be a policy where they work hand in hand. Social programs financed by capitalism, but with some morality, with morals.
There's government involved. There can't be morality done when there's government involved. There, we spend incredible amounts of money giving away free stuff every year. What it does is it creates more poverty, sucks more money out of the economy, makes everything worse. We look at Connecticut. It's bankrupt because the politicians love you so much, Don. They want to give you so many free things. Oh, man. I never got that Don was just a committed socialist before. No wonder I haven't been able to reach him at all. 860-522-9842, the rant line number, 860-751-4698. So we're talking about the future of America. Can our system exist any longer, or do we become China on Wednesday? Let's see. Next up, Len in South Windsor. Hi, Len.
Hey, how you doing, Todd? A couple of quick issues. One, the reality and the truth of it is that on January the 20th at noontime, President-elect Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States.
What makes you think that?
Well, that's a fact. Well, that's a fact.
Where do you get that from?
The news media. The trusted news media. But let's say that's a fact. But we have to look. We have to look at one thing. What is President-elect Biden going to do? Because then he will actually be the president, which is a big difference than president-elect. He's going to be looking into the future. And what's he looking at? He's looking at a nightmare. What happens if he wakes up on November the 9th, 2022, and finds a supermajority of Republicans in the House and 66 senators Republicans in the Senate, which could be a reality? Because if people take the time now and go back and undo and take a look at what actually happened this election to see if there's actually truth in it, look for evidence, produce it, study it, and understand it, when they go to the polls on November the 8th of 2022, they can get away and get rid of all their anxieties. The second thing I'd like to say is this. I laugh when people talk about the media and how it used to be. I read 19th century newspapers. And what they said about Lincoln, believe me, is so worse, more than anything they ever said about Trump. They harangued that man, but he did have one option that Trump did not have. He could put the reporters and the editors in jail, and that's what he did. So that's how he muffled the press. But what they said about Lincoln is beyond belief, especially when you moved into Pennsylvania with the drafts, because they were all farmers, and you're taking the young boys off the farm. And that was hated more than anything. But if anybody ever grew up being told that they could trust the press, I don't know who the parents were, but they got it wrong. I sold newspapers when I was a kid, and I would look at accounts of the same event that happened within four papers I sold, and all of them read differently. So I knew at a young age that there was something going on. But that's my feelings. I figured I'd let us get out there and give people some ideas. Go in and do some research.
Well, it's a good point about the old newspapers, even back, at the beginning, like John Adams' time.
Oh, definitely.
They were vicious. Thank you, Len, for the call. Good to hear from you. Stephen Waterbury, hi.
Hi there, Todd. I think a lot has to do with the individual and their intellectual honesty. Everybody has a different approach to things, emotionally speaking. Some people don't want to know the truth because the truth can be very depressing.
Because they can't handle the truth.
Yeah. I like that movie, actually. And I didn't,
that was a good
I
movie.
Didn't think, I didn't think the general was a villain either. I think there was a lot of people who were bad people in that movie, not just the guys that beat the crap out of them and the poor fella in the bed and all that. I think the worst people in the country are the ones that don't want to wake up and make their voices heard because they're too afraid. I really hate cowardice. It's one of the worst things a human being can express. And I think we have a country with a lot of cowards in it that don't really want to hear the truth about their party, whether it's Republican or Democrat. Both parties have scoundrels in them.
I
voted for more Republicans in my lifetime than Democrats. And I disdain the poser Republicans worse than I do Democrats. Democrats are just, they're kind of being real. They're telling people what they're going to do, and they're not holding nothing back. You got me.
Well, that's true. They have gotten to the point where they do that. Thank you, Steve, for the call. Hi. Oh, too late for that one. Let's try. Oh, Mike's here.
Hey,
hi, who's this? Who's this?
Brian.
Hey, Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just calling. You had an earlier caller, and he had mentioned something about how on the ballots there were candidates that were on there twice. And I'm from Burlington. There was a candidate and a Libertarian Party.
Hang on a sec, Brian. We're getting breakup on your cell, so I'll put you on hold for a moment. I have something else I want to play for you. This is the CEO of Twitter. And this is a leaked piece of video. He was talking in a private meeting that had a large number of people in it, and somebody leaked it out, a whistleblower at Twitter. And Twitter is, of course, the social media that dumped Donald Trump, his favorite social media. He must be totally heartbroken to have lost his ability to communicate directly with his followers. And this is really an interesting statement being made by Jack Dorsey. Listen.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
So that's Jack Dorsey at Twitter talking about how, okay, right now we're focused on one guy. That is the president, in terms of infringing people's ability to use the platform. And the feeling is, and I think rightly so, that it is conservatives that they go after, that if you have an anti-American left-wing perspective, you are now center stage in this country. And if you don't, if you believe in the American system of government, support the Constitution, believe in small government, you are on the outs with these big tech firms. And he's saying that this is going to go on. It's not just about the president. That they are going to keep going after conservative voices. Hey, you're on WTIC. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Go ahead, Mark. What's on your mind?
One of the callers on some of the conversation was about China. And it's been for a long time, China has been attempting to take over this country. And I read the Epoch Times. And there are also independent journalists and military news. And China has stolen billions of dollars of technology from Boeing. They've built up their military. They have a new huge military plane that's comparable to the C-130 that our military uses. And they do a lot of intellectual stealing of our intellectual.
Yes, but all of that is because we let them, isn't it?
So with the woman said that starting next week, Joe Biden, this guy, Peter Schweitzer, he's
Schweitzer, yeah. We've only got a second, Mark, so make a point quickly.
We need to read his book and watch his documentary, Riding the Dragon, that illustrates how China has bought and paid for Joe Biden and many other Democrats.
All righty. Thank you so much for the call. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls after news. Then the rant line coming up, 860-751-4698.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.